All right, for this next audio file for the free web-based tool site, we're going to look at the Creativity Tools page. So you're there if you're already listening to this. That's because you've clicked on the little player. And this won't take very long because there's just a few things on this page. I just want to give you my overall philosophy here, though, first. I think that we are doing our students a disservice, and this is at the higher ed level, but especially at the K-12 level. And one thing about higher ed is, since they're not doing it in K-12, it's kind of our last chance to start to inspire a little more creativity in our students. I don't think they have to take a creative writing class to have their creativity muscles stretched a little bit. So I'm going to show some things in here that I think would make some good student projects that allow them to kind of stretch those creativity muscles a little bit and come up with something kind of cool. For example, at the top here, starts off with Toondoo. With Toondoo, you can create comic strips, and you can also create what they call Toon books. We'll start with the example here. The little scrolling bar is just a little two-panel comic strip. You can make one-panel, two-panel, or three-panel comic strips. And they give you all kinds of different characters and props and backgrounds, and you basically just create this. It's totally free online. And I think the main thing is to have somebody kind of plan out, you know, a little storyboarding on how they would try to make a point through a cartoon or comic strip. That could work in a history class, that could work in a secretarial class. I think there's lots of places that this type of project could be very engaging for students, as well as have some fun results as well. If you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a few extra links there, and they talk a little bit about Toon books. Give you some links there you can click on for examples of Toon books, where you can make as many pages of these as you want. Now, one little caveat here on Toondoo is that it is possible to run across some cartoons that people make that are less than appropriate. So, you know, if you're dealing in higher ed with adults, well, that's just kind of the way it goes. Those things do happen, but you can kind of caution people along those lines. I'm going to try to use this with some elementary school students, and so I'm trying to figure out exactly how I can do that. Maybe provide access to the creation pages without necessarily letting them look at all the cartoons that people make. So it's not exactly safe for children, per se. And I'll probably take a look and see if there's other alternatives besides Toondoo. After Toondoo, you'll see a black screen with a little play button in it. This is an Animoto video. Using the Animoto.com website, you can create free music videos. You upload or select pictures, for example, out of a Flickr account or just off of your computer, and it will take the photos, and you also select music. They have a selection, quite a few different offerings for free, copyright-free music. So you select music, you take your pictures, and they combine it together for you into a music video. You can remix those as often as you like until you get the final result that you're satisfied with. The 30-second videos are free. You can pay $3 to get a longer, full-length video if you so desire. I think even the 30-second ones can be just a fun, creative exercise. Somebody's selecting the photos that go together and try to mix it together with some music. You can also, you don't have to use their music. You can upload music if you have rights to it, or you can upload narration, which I've tried a little bit, and it works as well. Scrolling down a little bit more, last section here just has to do with using digital photos in creative ways. So there's a whole lot of toys that web-based tools that work well with Flickr photos and photos at other sites, but I'm a Flickr user, so I talk about Flickr photos. Big Huge Labs, you'll see the link there. They've got lots of fun things. Dumper, the color picker, there's quite a few links there to tools you can use with your Flickr photos. And most of these you don't have to have a Flickr account. You can just upload photos from your computer as well. So if you take a look at all of those photos, you can click on to see a larger version. The first photo there, those are two of my kids, their first ice fishing experience. And I think that kind of cartoon bubble sort of thing is another creative way to have people make some sort of a point in very few words. And so combining both the content of the photo with kind of the word bubbles or thought bubbles in this case, I think can be a fun exercise for students to engage in. Scrolling down a little bit more, another creative exercise, I think, you'll see the fake motivational poster. That's a picture of me and Barney Fife, and it says mentor under it. Those types of motivational posters are what I call demotivators, because I think they're better when they're funny. I think is another really good creative exercise for students to take a small number of words and combine it with a photo and come up with something that is somehow entertaining. And if you scroll down, you just see some of the other things that you can do with photos alone. As you scroll down further, you see a little Rubik's Cube sort of thing. That's just kind of fun. Keep scrolling. And down at the bottom, you can there's a link to making slideshows with Flickr photos, and there's really lots of ways to do that. I use slide.com as well. This is slideflickr.com. If you check out some of my blogs, you'll see quite a few different options on digital slideshows and that sort of thing. So that is going to do it for this particular page.